Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Next, we are going to hear an interview Sam does with Karen Abash. Then, an exciting pundit panel talking about the change President Obama has brought to our country and how Americans feel about it. Next, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Karen Abaud, who is the president of the Greenhouse Project in Carson City. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks,
here.
Sam.
Most people who watch this program are familiar with you as one of the owners, along with your husband Charlie, of Adele's in Carson City. But tell us about this project and how much it has grown in the last year.
All right.
Literally and specifically.
Okay. Well, the Greenhouse Project started as an effort of a group of volunteers that... And the basic mission of the project was to build a 2,200 square foot green greenhouse powered by ground source heat pump, solar panels, so forth, and to raise food for the in need groups within the community, 4,500 pounds of produce per year. Also, the special needs kids would develop a sponsorship program for the flower baskets that go down the center of town, and the Future Farmers of America group would create a CSA program where they raised money to come back to keep the project alive and going.
And CSA is where people buy
community supported agriculture. That's right.
So they get baskets every week of
right, exactly.
Of
and in our case, it'll be cut flowers and herbs, that sort of thing. So with that being said, we are now at the phase, I'm happily to say, where the greenhouse is constructed. It is producing. We will reach our benchmark of 4,500 pounds of produce. There's been fits and starts in terms of getting all the parts and pieces that make the greenhouse totally efficient, but we have reduced our power costs to significantly, and we're approaching that goal. We also, through cooperative extension, were able to build a hoop house in a day to harden off our baskets that go down the center of town, which the special needs kids planted from seed. seed, all the petunias. So those have been installed as of June 1, going down the center of town. 61 baskets were sponsored by businesses and private individuals. And through AmeriCorps, we have partnered such that we have hired two of our Future Farmers of America students, one special needs student and one of the Future Farmers of America leaders, to work the summer. And so they get paid a wage to work the greenhouse.
You know, one of the things about doing a project like this, you go in with a vision, mm-hmm. and then reality hits.
That's right.
What was the biggest surprises along the way for this project?
Oh, the biggest, you know, I think the biggest surprises were just really the logistics of trying to get things accomplished and done. You know, hurdles within the planning department that we had to deal with, because, you know, we are this is a public-private partnership. It's open to the community, and so, you know, meeting the goals and standards that building standards that are set forth, and you know, trying, and because it's a community of volunteers that have given of their time and effort, La Piccolo Construction being one of the major entities in that, you know, being able to get the project up and running in a timely fashion. But some of the nice surprises are that the school district this year has hired a full-time ag teacher.
Wow.
The Future Farmers of America program, which had 18 students this year, one of whom went to nationals, next year has 80 students and a waiting list.
Wow.
So the program has really taken off. We've also applied through AmeriCorps to hire 10 students next year. And of course, we have our full-time greenhouse manager that the greenhouse project funds his salary.
Okay, so in the middle of all this planning process, you end up getting elected supervisor. like you have all this spare time.
Right.
How has that affected what you've seen and what you've gone through?
You know, I don't think it's really affected it. It's only grown the awareness of the project.
No, but I mean dealing, you know, you were talking about dealing with the planning department, building mm-hmm. department, those kind of things.
It makes it harder.
Why?
Because we're the example. We're setting the example. And now we have other entities that are looking at this program, wanting to expand it in their own environment. And that was the whole idea of this project to begin with, that it would be essentially a seed program where someone else could take this model and put it in their own backyard and make it work.
Now, is this in Nevada? Are you seeing interest from other states?
Yes. We've had Carson Tahoe Hospital. They are expressing interest in a garden program on their campus. And we are now hearing interest from Barton Memorial Hospital. They're interested. And the whole component of health and wellness and childhood obesity and all the rest of it, I mean, it's just a natural fit in terms of the healthcare industry and the greenhouse project.
And as you brought it up, I've got to throw out there, what did you think of Mayor Bloomberg's idea of not letting people buy these giant drinks anymore
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. People just don't understand the impact that it has on their health and long term.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a break. More with Karen Abowd when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're continuing our conversation with Karen Abaud, who is the president of the Greenhouse Project in Carson City, which is doing remarkable work in Carson City. It seems to me that, you know, you kind of got this battle between, you know, the industrial food production and then everybody else. And where do you think this is all heading?
In terms of our particular project?
In terms of your, using your project as a basis, but as you look at the country and you mm-hmm. look at the obesity problem we have in this country, it seems that you're doing things that will really benefit and help people.
That's the idea, Sam. And as far as this project and agriculture in the future, I see agriculture as being one of those industries that is going to be essential. We have to be sustainable not only as community but as country. And so this project is instructing the kids on that level such that they can take it to the next level in terms of agriculture for our future.
It's been interesting to watch the growth of farmers markets over the mm-hmm. last few years, and there's more and more of them. And your husband, Charlie, has been going out and finding people who are growing all kinds of unique things around the region for a long time. Do you see this continuing to expand? Can the financial model work?
I think the financial model can work. And the whole idea behind this project was that the kids develop a business plan such that they keep the greenhouse sustainable. So they need to bring in X amount of dollars, which has been set up, and they need to develop their own, they need to go out and get the sponsors for the Cut Flower program, which has already been started and will begin next year. And also to help sustain the future farmers in terms of their traveling and all the rest of that with cutbacks. They need funding as well, so this allows them an opportunity to help their efforts also.
Now, you have a huge fundraiser coming up
yes.
in just a few days here. Tell us about that.
We are fortunate to have Pablo Cruz and Jamie Kyle, who is married to one of the band members, will be the opening act along with the Mighty Surf Lords. And so I'm proud to say that we have about 100 general admission tickets left, and we started out with 544 veranda seats, which went in the first 10 days, and so we're well on our way to a sellout for this concert.
That's fantastic, mm-hmm. and you know, you got a great tradition of great acts. Last year was Booker T,
right?
And so and this is all set up right next door to Adele's in Carson City?
We close off John Street, and the stage is set up across John Street, and that makes the veranda, of course, prime location. And
right.
then all the seating, we have we had premier tickets from the mixing board forward and general admission, which allows for a lot of dancing, from on the mixing board back. We also have a live and silent auction, which with fabulous items. If folks want to dine in the restaurant that night, I strongly suggest reservations. However, we will have Gordon's Backyard Barbecue providing meat and non-meat items, and we also will have LA Bakery doing sweet treats, and we'll have a full bar, and then High Sierra Brewing Company, Jim Phelan, will be providing the beer.
Okay, date and time.
It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. That's when the doors open. Concert will end at 9:30, and it's a wonderful event.
And the date?
July 11th.
So everybody mark
Wednesday,
down
July 11th.
Okay, so mark down on your calendars, July 11th, and this will be a great evening. It always is.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you about, you know, Adele's, because Adele's has gone through a lot of changes in the last 6 months now. It's now the cafe at Adele's.
Yes.
And what prompted the change, and what has been the response from the community?
Well, the economy prompted the change, and like everything else, you have to grow with the times. And so for us, that meant, you know, either we could just be open for dinners, because lunch business had kind of diminished, and but lay off folks that have worked for us for 25 years, or we could expand and be open breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We chose that approach. It's been very successful. What it has done, it seems that Carson City wakes up slowly, but it has breakfast kind of gradually is on a gradual crescendo during the week, and it has expanded lunch business tremendously. On the weekends, breakfast is very busy. So
it's been a good move, and a lot of changes after 30 years on the menus, correct?
Yes, exactly. And it's a seasonal menu, so, you know, I'll have folks say, well, how come he's not offering this? Well, it'll come back, but not right now. So.
And you've got an in-house baker?
Yes, yes. So it's been wonderful. However, Elizabeth, because of the economy, has to leave July 15th. So we're working with LA Bakery to provide our baked goods, her recipes, and our baked goods.
Well, lots of luck with the fundraiser.
Thank you.
Going to be a wonderful evening. It sounds like you're going to be pretty close to being sold out here, if not oversold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great project, and whatever we can do to help, it's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
The Chinese are smiling all the way to the bank, taking our jobs and taking a lot of our future. And I'm not willing to let that happen.
He made a fortune letting it happen. Newly published documents show Mitt Romney's firms were pioneers at helping companies outsource their manufacturing to countries including China, bragging they were a one-stop shop for their outsource requirements. Mitt Romney's not the solution. He's the problem.
I work at the cable company, and I get to wear a hard hat. A question already.
My mom says cable can't bundle cell phones.
You mean wireless voice service? Nobody does that.
Mom says AT&T does, so...
Bundles including UVerse TV and internet start as low as $49 a month for 6 months. A great bundle deal. With more bundle choices than cable, you can even choose to add wireless voice. Switch and get a total home DVR included.
I bring TV to you.
Mr. Roy, with UVerse TV, you can record up to 4 shows at once on a single DVR and play them back on any TV.
Miss Jones has UVerse.
Call now. Double play bundles start as low as $49 a month for 6 months. Switch and get a total home DVR included.
And UVerse has more HD channels than cable, too.
I want AT&T.
Who wants to talk to a fireman?
I do.
Choose the bundle that fits your life.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with our Power Pundit panel. Fred Loken with TMCC. Verita, I'm going to screw the order up. Protho Black.
Black Protho.
Black Protho. Thanks. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And Trey Abney with the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce. Sorry, guys. Kind of running on the seat of my pants today. 2008, President Barack Obama said to the Reno Gazette Journal he wanted to be a transformative president in the mold of Ronald Reagan. And today, The Hill, which is an online publication, released poll results, and it said two-thirds of Americans do agree that President Obama has kept his promise and he has changed America. However, 56% of those voters, or of those likely voters, that's who they polled, said that they believe our country is worse off with the change that President Obama has implemented. Fred, do you think this is a tough thing for the president to overcome, or do you think these kind of polls don't matter at this point?
Well, I think they do matter. They're giving us a real barometer for trying to figure out what's going to go on in the fall campaign and the November election. It's not good news to the Obama campaign. They, of course, want to believe that they brought a different approach to Washington, but I think for many people observing the rocky nature of the Obama administration, they have a shaken confidence, and I think that's what the poll is telling us.
Farida?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think, of course, it's not good news for the Obama campaign right now, but I think also that what they will want people to keep in mind is that they've had a Congress pretty much is not a do-nothing Congress, but a kind of undo-everything Congress that really has not worked with him. And really, in a lot of people's opinions, work to better the American economy, have not put ideas forward. It's been just no about everything. For instance, the American Jobs Act would have created 9,000 jobs in the state of Nevada alone, and that legislation was not passed. So,
Trey, do you think that voters will look and say, okay, over the last 4 years, you know, for the first 2 years of President Obama's term, he had everything. He had a veto-proof, a filibuster-proof Senate. He had a majority in the House. Or do you think they're going to look at the last 2 years and say, hey, this Congress is what's stood in his way, and that's why things haven't been done? If we were able to continue with his policies, we'd be in a much better place today.
Well, Congress always has a much lower approval rating than even this president does. But then everybody likes their own congressman, including their own senator. I mean, to Rita's point, for his first 2 years, he had Democrats in Congress, and that's when you got the Affordable Care Act, and that's when you got all these other things done. You mentioned Ronald Reagan being a transformative president. This president certainly is doing everything the opposite that Ronald Reagan did when he was faced with the same kind of problems of high unemployment. This president decides to double down on more government spending and more taxes, which somehow he thinks is going to create jobs.
Fred, today the president is,
we're not paying more taxes now, though.
He wants us to.
But we're
not. That's what he just proposed.
But we're not.
Well, we will be if the Affordable Health Care Act is implemented. So I think that is in the cards. But at the end of the year, I mean, we're looking at a pretty huge fiscal cliff as far as those Bush tax cuts may be expiring. Today the president said, hey, I want to see those continue, but only for people who make under $250,000 a year.
So a small business tax increase. Right.
So do you think this is going to be a problem for the president? Or do you think he's going to be able to, as Bill Clinton was so able to do, kind of triangulate himself and say, hey, I have a solution. It's those Republicans who are standing in the way of getting anything done.
Well, first, so that we can write history, Ronald Reagan did actually increase taxes during his
presidency.
For Social Security.
That's right.
And frankly recognized times when that has to occur. I think we have to park the partisanship and really try to figure out what is going to keep the ship of state floating. In terms of the Obama administration, a real difference from the Clinton administration and understanding how to strike the deal and work the middle ground. We have a very partisan charge to Washington, but I'm afraid some of the president's politics have aided and abetted that. Whereas Bill Clinton wound up working very well with a Republican-controlled legislature, Obama has not had that track record. So I think it does speak to to leadership, and I think it will be a campaign issue this fall.
Verita, do you think it'd be different if Hillary Clinton was president? Do you think we'd have all these issues, or do you think she'd be there making the deals with John Boehner?
You know, I'm not sure, but I'm sure that there wouldn't have been this big Republican meeting the night of the inauguration to plan derailing her administration. So I think with that in mind, I think that President Obama's done a good job, since from the beginning the plan was to derail anything that he put forward.
But I mean, isn't that just the game of politics, Trey? I mean, didn't the Democrats do that with George W. Bush?
Of course they do. It's the same thing back and forth all the time. And the Republicans aren't any more meaner now than the Democrats were when George W. Bush was in office.
I'm not sure about that.
Fred?
Well, you know, it's getting worse, but it's also our history. We have been a divided country, and we've been very partisan for most of our existence. We are in a new phase of it. Like someone said, it just hasn't happened in our lifetime like this, but it's happening now.
All right, Fred, you have the last word. Thank you very much. We are going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, I'm Attorney Pat Fair from Action Legal Services. We can help you start a new beginning. We've done bankruptcies for 15 years, helping Nevadans like you with prompt, courteous, and effective service. Get the help you need today and call us at Action Legal Services.
Get your paddle back. Get your swing back. Get your throw back. Get your life back.
I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression. If you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain and would really like to get their life back, call me today at ProSpinal, 336-3472.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound, and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Experience TV that goes anywhere you go with TV channel apps for your tablets and smartphones. Call 855-523-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's five times faster than AT&T U-verse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter phone with unlimited long distance calling with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-523-PLAY now.
Hi, I'm Attorney Pat Fair from Action Legal Services. Bankruptcy laws are complex. You need an experienced attorney to get the debt relief you need. Call our information line at 786-1447 and get answers to your questions.
Our next broadcast, Sam Shad, is going to be from Las Vegas with former Assembly Speaker and Director of Park County Legal Services, Barbara Buckley. Thank you for watching and listening.